Shy City. Shy City. Shy City. I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then? Yeah. Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I loved most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Niggas come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, 'cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime my face lit up so astounding. I told her and my heart is where she always be. She never met with entertainers, 'cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Coming home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what niggas trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess it's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark your lighters, wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again. Lake Michigan. Oh, now I'm coming home again. Coming home again. Baby, do you remember when? Fireworks at Lake Michigan. Oh, now I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again. Start again.
What was the wrong song?
I don't know, but like, do you know how it was a Kanye homecoming? Like, he's talking about Chicago, but like, it's appropriate now because, you know, right. Reunion. Oh shit, we on mic now. Let me just go ahead and get into it. Thank y'all for coming to Just Talk with Sam Show. Just Talk with Sam Show. First guest of the open mic challenge, surprise, surprise, my boy, the goddamn mayor of Osborne, class of 2002, Mr. DeAndre Stubbs. Say what's up to people, man.
Hey, how's it going out there?
Shy as all hell been on the fucking. All right. Let me set the stage. Granted, we may be talking to a quarter of a million people right now. No pressure. Just want to throw that out there. No pressure. Quarter of a million people. But to those quarter of a million people, we going local like a motherfucker. Okay. Real talk, we may be only talking to... They may find it entertaining. But real talk, for the first part of the show, we pretty much were talking to 200. And that's... 200 people. Yeah, the 200 people from our high school graduating class. And... I have to just come out and say, this week been something else, man. That's the first thing. That Facebook is a motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah, I believe
it. If you've been following this shit, yeah. That Facebook is something else.
Yeah, it's
the only thing, alright, what's, okay, and I'm finna make the retraction right now. to some of the people from the class who listen to this show. They've heard me for weeks ago say, I'm not going to the reunion. And I wasn't saying because of the committee or the people who running it. I ain't got nothing against them. I was fighting my own demons. Like, you know, thoughts of reunion turn you back into a 17-year-old boy. I don't like feeling like a 17-year-old boy right now. I'm used to being me.
Right.
And I didn't want to, I was like, man, I got Facebook. I was just totally living off the couch. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to do none of that. So I just said, nah, for the most part, I don't think I'm going. We fast forward a week.
Right.
So not only am I going, I am instrumental in planning this shit and making it happen.
Yeah, there you go.
Who saw that coming?
I bet nobody.
I'm still shocked. Like, I'm looking at the message, and not only am I doing it, anybody from our graduating class, they kind of saw the drama that's going on.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know what went down.
Right.
I just know on Wednesday night, I got the little thing that says, guess what? You got plans? You think you could do this better? There it is, dog. And it is rolling.
Right.
But the ironic thing is about the old team, and I'm not shitting on the old team by any methods.
Right.
The old team did something. I don't know what happened and made them, but they may have inadvertently saved this motherfucker. They may have, by quitting, they may have saved it.
Oh, but I guess I'm actually going and get some.
Well, think of it like this. The drama got people involved. And they did lay down the foundation of finding people. So now you got the people looking at the drama. You got the people involved.
Right.
And all hell's breaking loose on Wednesday.
Right.
And then they're the first committee, how people are looking at them from reading comments and stuff from me, they're friends. And some people felt that was intimidating to the fact that since they're friends. Like me and you, we cool.
Right.
And we stayed cool. Shit. Paz high school.
Right.
First time I met you. Oh, by the way, I'm jump back and forth. First time I met you, it was over Quinton House right after football,
right before football practice.
Played for Pal. That was my first and last day playing for Pal. I was cornerback. I did good. And as a quarterback, I got hit. And I realized I am not cut out for football.
Ain't for you.
And then from there, we just became friends. But back to the groups. The groups, the first group, since they're friends, some people found that to be intimidating.
Right.
So by them being friends, I guess some of the thing about the, some people found it intimidating. Some people found it to be weird or have some type of collusion or whatever. See, that's all speculation.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I was personally fine with the fact that they was running it, and I didn't have to.
Right.
But since they quit, it goes back to how they inadvertently saved it. They picked 7 of the most different people possible. And by picking us 7, alright, let's go down the roster. You got you, Mr. DeAndre Stubbs, goddamn mayor. You could do no wrong. Alright, let's just face it. I have tried. I can't find a person to say anything about you horrible. You can't. You can put your last dollar on it. You can't find one person say anything bad about DeAndre.
Right.
Me? Not so much. Not so much.
Might have a couple of situations
depending on who you are. Here's the most common responses when you ask about Sam. You get, who? Or, man, I don't even like that nigga. That's the first thing you get. I don't even like him. Hunk. That's what you get. You got the nerd overlord that is myself. You got Z.I., the clown prince of that. Z.I., forever joke. You can't be around Z.I. without smiling. That's just how his nature is.
Yeah, he just cracked me up.
You got Courtney, who's a modern day Madam C.J. Walker. She owned her shit. If there was any, like, you ever, and quite honestly, stepped up. I was joking with her the other day, just saying what's up to her. She one of the few. She still look good, man. She
boy looks good.
She ain't let none. She still look good, man.
Boy looks good.
Yeah, she still. Who else? You got Devontae. That is one of the most charismatic dudes I know.
Is he in the city now, or
he
still?
No. He's still in New York, but one of the charismatic dudes I know. Love him or hate him. It's like, he one of those guys is like, man, I like him. Or, man, I really can't stand a word he say. But it's something about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you got Marilyn. Quiet as a mouse, heart of a lion. Well, that's not really the case anymore now, is it? Marilyn may rival me on this podcast. She says she coming over here. She's like, I went to school for that. I was like, open mic. She's like, okay. That's the only person I'm really intimidated to have a bike, because if I had her on a bike, I could probably just walk away and be like, all right, this is your show this week. And last but certainly not least, you got Shayna, who, hands down, big sweetheart. She one of those, like, it's almost old school how nice she is.
Right.
It's almost like, damn, you're not from this era of people, how nice you are and willing to, like, help out people. So, you team all of us up. So, I don't know. And
I mean, that's probably what they needed, though.
And apparently, it's working.
Right. Probably what they needed.
I'm reading the responses, and I'm reading stuff. So, the only thing that I could say that ain't working right now, but granted, it's only been like a day and a half.
Right.
Just get this funding straight up. Well, we get the funding straight, and we good.
Right.
And quite honestly, a couple people have already stepped up. Okay. There's been some people already stepped up. Like, hey, damn, 125. $30 is good enough for me.
Right, right.
So, and out of the five of that seven, everybody got their job. I guess we part of the planning part. You got the job I want. You and Z.I. got the job I want. All your job for the time being is just to keep us honest.
Right.
So we don't. And I'm not shitting on the last group. I want to make this plain. I'm not.
Right.
But y'all keep us honest so we don't go crazy.
Right.
I read the Facebook page. Y'all just make sure y'all don't cuss us out. Y'all, like, when we start feeling ourselves or whatever ego trip we may be on or whatever's happening to make us, whatever disconnect.
Right, or
that happened.
Line or things like
yeah,
that.
That's the only thing we could, right. Like, I said treat me personally, like the end of a James Brown concert. Okay. If you ever start seeing me just lose my mind,
right.
You just put the cape over my head, okay, Sam, had, like, and when I freak out, it's coming.
Believe it or not,
it's coming.
Yeah,
I'm not going to yell at anyone. I think I'm a little bit more mature. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, we grown. We got wives. You got a kid. I got bills. I got, like, I was always under the guise, the day my wife get pregnant, hey, fuck y'all niggas, I'm going to Canada. I am going to Canada. You deal with it. I will see you later, man.
Right.
And now I'm a little bit more mature. I'm open to the fact that, like, it can happen. Depending on where we go to eat tonight, it can happen.
Exactly.
It can happen tonight.
Exactly.
And I wake up in a month.
And
oh my God.
There you go.
Guess which one of us out of the two of us can't drink?
Exactly.
I said while holding a beer.
Right. Yeah. You never know what can happen. It's possible.
And I talked to Z.I., and I mean, he's probably listening to this shit now, and Z.I., he was just like, you know, James Brown always left and came back.
Right.
Well, that's why it's two of y'all. Just so I won't come back and, you know, do
right.
so. Because we'll do some crazy shit. I mean, I was thinking about it probably on your drive here.
Uh-huh.
Before you got on mic, I'm like, yeah, man, how is this freak out going to go? How is it? And honestly, it's going to be, I give you a heads up. My freak out is going to be old school WWE. It's going to say, you're going to see me start really patting myself on the back. I thought about the reunion. We're going to get it all set up. It's going to look all nice. If they let us put out a nice little red carpet, and then all of a sudden, you just go hear something, and this is where you just show up. I'm going to show up with a robe with my initials in it in diamonds. It just looked Dre right in his face because that's the time right there. I just show up. Mean! Woo! Gene! The Nature Boy have showed up to the Osborne reunion. But the Nature Boy didn't come alone. Woo! No, he didn't. He brought the Four Horsemen. He brought Shader. Woo! Sweet as she could be. He brought Marilyn. Woo! Heart of a lion, quiet as a mouse. That charismatic enigma, Mr. Devontae White. And that modern day battle CJ Walker. Woo! At your reunion. August 3rd, 9 o'clock. And one person they left out, the Nature Boy. Woo! Right then and there, cut the fucking music off. And just like, cut it off. And just, this is where you just immediately whisk me off stage. Sam has been drinking. I am sorry what just happened. And then I like do that spin move on you, and then Zion tackle me.
Right.
And then that's it. Like, he's been drinking. I'm sorry. So, some people can't handle reunions.
Right.
But I guess so. That's where we are now. So August 3rd. Studio 51, we gonna make it happen. I mean, it's getting off to a good start. What do you think?
So far, I see that everything is coming a lot better, but only thing that I heard that everybody been saying about the old thing is just that everybody didn't get the information, basically. That's why I guess everybody, it wasn't that the price, because I'm pretty sure everybody had.
Oh, everybody cool with that price. I got a lot of emails on that.
That they didn't know what was going to what.
And
which that's is the main thing that everybody kept saying, like they wanted to know where the extra money was going to, like what's the location, what's this, how much this.
And that's why I'm on Facebook more than I ever been lately, just answering questions.
Right.
Anytime anybody got a question, that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, like everybody had the same thing, everybody could say the same thing. They just want to know where the money's going to. One, like it was this situation.
Dude,
it was the one thing, like everybody just wanted to see where. I guess somebody had a post on there about how much it would have been if everybody gave.
Yeah.
Like what?
Is if everybody would have gave
something like that?
I read it. If it was originally priced at $125, if everybody, if 100 people,
right, 100.
If I want to speak out of turn, I'm not looking at it now, but
right.
If 100 people gave, that's 1,200. That's 12 stacks, man.
Right.
You don't need 12 stacks for a reunion. I don't care who you is, right, man.
And that's what everybody was saying, like, how would it be that much? And
nobody was saying anything. That was the that was the killer thing, where nobody said anything about the 12 stacks, where it was going. And quite honestly, I was one of those people.
Right.
Look, on this show, man, put your name on it. If you say something, you mean it, man, put your name on it.
Right.
I am one of those people. If you go back and listen to a couple of episodes ago, I was one of those people. 125 to see y'all, Nick, motherfucker. I will go to 7-Star right now and see everybody. Oh, I went way inside, didn't I? It's a couple of spots where you're gonna see some people. You're gonna go to 7-Star, go to Eastland on a Saturday, go to. It's so many things that you can go and see people and. That's your go to a D-Dot party. Shit, I went to a D-Dot party. I went to your wedding.
Right.
And then quiet as kept. I love you. Your girl is one of the nicest people I ever met. But I gotta tell you, your wedding was a D-Dot party. Your wedding was, it was a D-Dot party where I didn't have to pay at the bar. That was it. It was just, man, I'm thirsty. And then you was just like, hold on. And you brought this He-Man sized glass of 1800. Like, thank you, Dre.
Right, there you go.
Thank you. I'm like, and I gave it, and I gave like half of it to my wife. I'm like, guess what? We may have a kid tonight. It could happen.
Hey, it's possible. It is possible at this point. But yeah, I mean, everything is going good so far. But like I said, that's like the only main issue that I've been seeing everybody posting about is just the whole outline part. Like,
but
it was true that they said that they was gonna get back to us about what was what. But the next thing we saw, it was like
we quit.
And I'm like, everybody kept saying like, how y'all quit? And the deadline is not until
May. It was May,
right,
something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they should have just waited until then to say, okay, we quit now, versus doing it beforehand.
Honestly, I'm glad they,
glad that they did, because now we're able
now to we got time. Going. Now we got enough time to get something going.
Versus
yeah.
Versus went to later and then trying to get everything together. So, I guess, like I said, everything happened for a reason. And, I mean, everything ain't lost. So,
and,
we're able to get stuff rolling.
And we're the new poster childs for this now. All right, look. And before, before all this get over, I'll address one more thing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to stop the drama with this.
Right,
before,
yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. And what I mean by stop the drama, like, I understand we will never really stop it.
Right.
I just want to reduce the shit. Because some people need drama.
Yeah.
Some people,
they need it just to, you know, make, I guess, to have fun.
Right.
9 times out of 10.
Here,
some people need the drama just to
get just to live. Like,
right.
And I got to think about it in an extreme example. Let's say I own a company. And the only thing that company makes is guns, knives, and rape whistles. Mm-hmm. That's all they make.
Right.
Out of all three, that's the only three products they make. Guns, knives, and rape whistles. I may need some drama to happen. I need at least, like, you know, I gotta come home, baby.
Just to make it interesting. Just
shit so I can keep a job.
Right.
I come home, hey, baby, that check gonna be a little short, you know, rapes went down. I need something just to keep it. I understand that, like, 2% of people who needs drama, and quite honestly, we need those 2% of people because it just makes it interesting. It makes it worth talking about.
The information get out there quicker, and
because
people want
to
tune in to see what's
going on. To see what's going to happen. I get that.
It's so quiet, and people just, they're going to ignore it, but
mm-hmm.
they see people going back and forth, and they say, okay, well, let me see what's actually going on so I can see an input and, you know, get information versus it being quiet and everything's going good and nobody not saying nothing.
Thank you. So, as of right now, we are roughly a day and a half into this shit,
right,
and things are starting to work well. I'm kind of on the fence if I'm going to post this podcast on the page.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully that will get, I don't want to start drama by doing it, but
right,
I think it will give people a better insight of where we are,
right,
as far as,
right,
man, we are new to this shit too.
Right.
And this is everybody's reunion.
Right. That's why I feel like everybody, I just want everybody to have fun, because the main reason why I want to read, because everybody in the past year, they didn't have it. And everybody in the past year had the same situation that we just went through versus people not having dues, people not getting along. That's the same issue that happened with the last year. That's why they didn't have theirs. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted our year to stop the trend and actually be the
make
first year to actually have a reunion versus letting everybody's emotions and drama get in the way of things going through and stopping the whole situation. So that's
why, for the most part,
the main reason why I really want it is to go through, just so we can say, hey,
we did it.
We overcome the obstacles, we overcome the drama, we overcome this, we overcome that, and we actually had it versus everybody having the drama and then just quitting and then just not doing nothing about it.
Look at you. Oh, public speaking, Dre. Look at you, man. I should have had you on the show earlier.
Right.
Jesus. It's just public speaking.
That's how everybody feels.
I'll fail you, dog.
Everybody feels.
I just shut up.
Stop the trend. That's what it is. We just want to stop the trend and actually have a reunion. So we can say, actually, we was the year that overcome all the obstacles that everybody else couldn't overcome.
Alright, well, that's enough of that. We still in the early stages of it, and I hope everybody participate and rise above the hate and whatever the hell else a John Cena t-shirt say. But while we on the subject of funding,
right,
I'm going to get some bills paid around this month. I am on the committee to bring it back. You are too. So on this podcast, yeah, I will talk about it from time to time, and I'm glad you showed up and helped out, and quite honestly, there'll be some other people, and I welcome the old committee to come back, because quite honestly, I want to know what the hell happened, and I welcome them back with open arms.
Right.
I love, like, I know all of them.
Right.
Toya, I've known her since third grade,
right,
off and on. Shemay, I treat like a play cousin.
Right.
And I want them to be a part of this, too.
Right.
Y'all can't plan shit. I mean that with all the love I can muster. Y'all can't plan a goddamn thing with this. Fuck that. We saw what happened.
I mean, I agree with it too. Yeah, the old committee, they was cool. I mean,
everybody was cool.
Everything was going good. It's just that, yeah, I feel that they really tried to get everything together, but
I'm glad y'all found all the people, and I'm glad y'all did the groundwork. We just gonna bring it home, and I welcome y'all back with open arms. At this point, I want y'all to come back as civilians.
Right.
I hope
if they got any input or question about that.
Feel free to ask questions.
There's not gonna be don't like your situation. We don't like that. I mean, everybody that I feel, just everybody's trying to work together just to get this one thing accomplished, which is having a reunion and actually having it.
Oh, my finger on the button, man. As soon as you finish.
Success with it. And just so we can say that. Fuck the rest of the years. We had ours. Y'all couldn't do it. We even did it. And y'all can't say that y'all have. Y'all gotta wait till another 10 years.
Yeah.
To try to do it.
Try to do it the first time.
Right. So it's like, at least we actually made the sacrifices to actually overcome and don't worry about all the extra drama and look over that and still try to make some money. Even if it's not, everybody wanna say, like, the luxury, like, whatever. Leave it. It's something that we could say we had a reunion, at least we made an effort to doing it, versus, you know, everybody saying the whole glamour and all of that stuff.
Glamorous? What glamour is happening? We don't have enough in the budget for glamour.
Exactly.
Could get y'all together.
Right. And that's the main thing. Long as everybody together, having fun, reuniting,
yeah,
you know, just seeing what everybody been doing the last 10 years or whatever. That's the whole thing of the reunion.
Here's how I'm planning my night.
See what everybody has, just catching up with everybody from the last 10 years. Refresh with everybody. I know some people probably, like I said, I seen the photo, but some people don't even remember some of the people that actually graduated.
I am one of those people.
So I'm like, at least that get a chance for everybody to come together, talk. Hey, you might know this might know, or this person got some of that information that they can give to you that you probably need in the future.
Yeah.
Like, just so everybody can be able to come together.
God.
And see what's been going on. It don't have to be in a big old glamorous whatever. It's going everybody together having fun and conversating. I mean, that's how I feel. That's just the main thing. All the right and wrong, no drama. How people get drama with each other that they know for shit? The last, you better.
Here's what, alright. I don't know what their,
what
theirs are. Hold on, let me pay some bills around here. We had the 30 minute mark. Alright, Dre. Now, I met your mama.
Right.
I met your wife. I'm looking at your daughter right now.
Right.
All three generations of important ladies in your life, right?
Right.
You know what you don't have to do in about a month? It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You gotta come with them flowers.
Yeah, you already.
And
know.
If you come with some flowers, let your boy help you out.
Okay.
Go to samshownation.com. Go to current promotions, click the link, theflower.com. You save 20% off same day shipping.
Okay.
You can type it up that night and it'll be our secret.
Okay.
Flower.com, Sam Show. Click the link.
Okay.
make people. That's what I'm doing. I don't wait. I'm a last minute dude.
Hey, I feel you.
I'm a last minute dude. Because quite honestly, some days I don't think my wife deserves flowers. Yeah, I said it. Care she executive producer of this show.
Hey,
I said it.
Sometimes I agree with you on that.
I don't think it's smart for you to agree with me.
I can't remember what day it falls on, actually. What is it on Sunday?
It's a Sunday. I know that much. So this is why same day shipping is so important.
Right.
When we find out, yeah, baby, just hang out. Just hang out for a minute. Yeah, they'll be around. But like, here's what's interesting. If my wife hears this podcast, I'm going to have to buy some flowers early. Apologize. And you can get some chocolates too. You can pick whatever. I should have a flower guy here all the time. Cause I say some off the wall shit. There should be a dude here all the time.
Does she listen to it? Does she listen to your podcast?
My wife does not listen to the podcast. She's not on.
Oh, okay.
So she says she listens to all of them. But like when people go to Samshow 11 or SamshowNation .com and they put little stuff on a board, she'd say like, "What does that mean?" And it'd be something from the show, like how me and my brother we was talking about T-Chess. That's gonna be like Mark Sanchez and Tebow going to the Jets. So all that week we was like T-Chess, dog. #T-Chess. All right. So, flower.com, samshownation.com, click the link. Go to current promotions, right in the center, flower.com, click the link, handle your business, get yourself, if you cheated, they have a cheater special. For some reason, if you cheat, and your go-to are flowers, click the cheater special, 25% off, but you gotta give them a day's notice. I wish I was making this up. Go to samshownation.com and click out, under current promotions, click it out. Alright. Now, one of the things I wanna ask anybody, we done with all the drama, we can have some fun now.
Right.
Anybody who answered the open mic challenge, one question. If you can go back 10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years from now, well, just say 10 years. This is a class 2002.
Right.
And tell yourself one thing. Like, you visit, hey, not for nothing, but I'm Dre from the future. Mm-hmm. I am here to tell you this one thing. What would it be, man? Yeah, I caught you off guard off that. I see the gears turn. I caught you off guard with that.
Let me see.
What would it be if you could just tell him anything?
Let me see.
And we playing Back to the Future rules, where like the knowledge you know will affect the future. Right. So like,
Let me see. Like 11th grade when I think it was when we had our teacher Miss Jones.
I remember Miss Jones.
Yes.
Who forgot her? Why you bullshit?
I kept on messing with her because I tried to get, because that's the only reason that year I could have had a 4.0, and she gave me a B, and it's because there's one test that I had got like a B minus on, and she messed up my 4.0. So that's, if I would have go back and know what I know now, I would have actually got it.
So current day you would have just been like, hey, you know, not for nothing, stop fucking with Miss Jones. Look.
She was cool as hell, though. That was my
she was cool.
She was like one of the coolest. She was an English teacher. She was a. No, was she English?
Yeah, she was English. Yeah, she was English.
Yeah,
she like was that, cool. But I'm not going to lie to you. I would have. Dude, I honest to God would have just said, fuck it. Because I fuck with her daily, and I still got the 4.0, so.
Like, it's that one test. That one test. But it was still cool, though.
Here's how I would have did it. Now, I know how this is going to sound. Mm-hmm. First of all, if I could go back 10 years.
Uh-huh.
If I can go... Shit. And tell myself... Wait. I can only... I know this is my thing, but... I can only tell myself one thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. That was a fun year for me. If you was me, here we go. If I could tell myself one thing, I realistically don't think I would have told myself anything. I would have, I would have just gave me a big hug. I would have just gave me a big hug and just, say, man, that's the only thing I can say to me, like, it gets better. That's the only thing I would have said to myself, like, dog, you don't know. You don't know the fucking shitstorm you about to walk into. But here's what I would. You know what? In all seriousness, I would do this. And I would. Because honestly, I don't think I would tell myself anything because it will alter what actually happened. And I'm actually pretty cool I'm actually pretty cool with how my life turned out. But I would have said this to him. Quick as hell, and hope younger me would have got what I was talking about. I would have just walked up to him, Patriots, Buccaneers, Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Giants, Steelers, Saints, Packers, Giants. You got it? Cool. And I would just left.
Right.
I would just hope he got all of that. Granted, this podcast will probably be done somewhere else.
Right.
This podcast will probably be being done in Aruba right now. But off the top, I would have just walked up to him. Okay, Sam, listen to me. You ready? Patriots, Buccaneers, Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Giants, Steelers, Saints, Packers, Giants.
Damn. All
right, you know what
right,
those are, right?
Right.
All the Super Bowl winners from 2002 to right now.
Right. Yeah, that would have been good.
I would have straight up told him. All right, look.
That would have been good.
Off the top. Because, like, the lottery thing, they say, like, depending on who bought a ticket, you can't do that. Like, I watched something about time travel on A&E. I'm not saying they right.
Right.
But I would have, dog, off the top, I'm not saying they right, but one thing I would have done is, you know, buy the ticket,
right.
Go at the, oh, and by the way, it would have been like, hey, Sam, not for nothing, but don't go to New Orleans in 2000, in 2004, stay the fuck away from New Orleans. Just stay so far away from New Orleans.
Oh yeah, cause that,
yes.
Caught in that disaster.
So that would have been, yeah, I think that would have been a good way. Okay, it was like, okay, Sam, you got it. Stay away from New Orleans. I can't say 9/11. 9/11 already happened.
Right.
Stay away from New Orleans. And remember this, Sam. Ready? Patriots, Buccaneers, Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Giants, Steelers, Saints, Packers, Giants.
Right.
All right. And while you playing, I don't, honestly, if that would have happened, I don't think it will. I think it would have altered my life.
Right.
But it's like, It would have been so little my ass. Okay, if I do that Super Bowl winners for the next 10 years, I don't think it would have altered my life a little bit. But let's say twist of fate. I'm just paid now, and I still got Tasha. I still live here. I'm just, for some reason, I still live in my house. I just have a shit ton of cash. Right. Or I just knew the Super Bowl winners and I did something noble, like, I don't know, cure cancer with a buddy I would have got. <Right. laughs> For the record, I probably would not have done that. If given the option, I probably wouldn't have did that. Hey, Sam, all right, you won millions of dollars at the Super Bowl. You right. can donate this knowing you're going to win next year, and you can wipe out heart disease and cancer tonight. Or you could just keep the money. Hey, man, they on their own, guy. They on their own, guy. So, yeah, that's probably what I would do. If I still ended up with my wife, the only thing I hope that would be different, I would have a live-in midget. He'd be my butler, you know, like Treasure Island.
Right.
Like, you know, boss, the plane. Like, he would be my butler, but he'd be a midget. And the only reason he's a midget because I want to give, for some reason I feel as though I should give money to that community. Because no one's suffering as much as they are. Look, cancer is a motherfucker, alright? I'm not shitting on anybody with cancer.
Right.
I'm not shitting on anybody with heart disease.
Right.
I'm not shitting on anybody with a lung. But, one of the diseases that's known to man is just short people. Like, every time I see a short person, I laugh a little bit. And I don't, maybe that's something wrong with me. Maybe that's my problem. Like, midgets are hilarious. But here's what I would do. I would have a live-in midget butler because I feel as though I want to give him.
Don't close all the way. Don't close all the way.
All right, but I feel as though, like, having a live-in butler midget, and I would name him, his nickname would be Patron. And his job, he would be a butler, he would have the easiest butler job in the world. He wouldn't have to clean up nothing, he wouldn't have to cook nothing, not all the time. I ain't paying him for nothing.
But
he wouldn't have to, the only thing he'd do is just come when I'm in a crunch, or if I'm in some trouble. And just say inspirational shit to me. You know those Facebook quotes and those tweets you get from, and it's just like, you know, the loudest, it's always like inspirational. It's the quietest mouse can sometimes, I don't know. I know if I see it.
Right.
It's like, cause, I don't know if you know this about Facebook, and I learned this week since I've been on it a lot. Facebook is under Apollo rules before 12 p.m. Before 12 noon, you have to say something about Jesus. Like, everything you post on Facebook is something about Jesus. You have to mention Jesus in every post. Not that I'm against Jesus.
Right.
I'm just, like, my timeline from 8 to 12 is horoscope.
Yeah.
I did this. Good morning, Jesus.
Jesus tag.
It's Jesus.
It is
horoscope. I'm feeling good this morning. Hashtag Jesus. And then I feel weird just every time I want to say something. Just, hey, Sam, I want to really talk about the game last night. Somebody quick sing, you know, Amazing Grace. Sing Amazing Grace so somebody can hear about this. So I can talk about Kobe.
Right.
But anyway, Patron, that's his name. So anytime, I'm paying him just for the joke to say, man, this is going to be a rough one, man. I need Patron in my life. And then the second somebody say, Sam, you don't need to be drinking this early. I just want to correct them and say, I ain't trying to get nothing to drink. Patron is my live-in midget butler. And then Patron come out and he say what? He's a midget. He can just show up and no one saw him. He shows up from under the table.
Up out of nowhere.
And he says one of those quotes, hey, the loudest.
That makes sense to everything, but it's
nothing.
Nothing concerning.
It says nothing and everything at the same time. Hey, sometimes you gotta lose a couple of games to know how to win. You know, he just says something and Patron just goes back to wherever he was.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's not about finding what you was looking for. It's about the search.
Right.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? It's always somebody. Like, I think Facebook pays a dude just to like whatever you have to say.
Right.
Cause I have seen some stupid shit. That's why I went to Twitter. Facebook.
Now, Twitter I can't really get cause I don't understand how to.
I love Twitter.
Interact with everybody cause it's like.
That's the point. I love it so much. I say one thing, hit send. I don't give a damn about your response. And if you do respond to me, you have to address me. Or no one sees it.
Whoa.
No one sees what you said.
Right.
Unless you address me. That is, I love that.
That's why, like, I got a Twitter account, but it's like, I don't understand how to get in touch with everybody.
That's why, like, Facebook got drama. Because I love it, because I like it and I hate it. Because you can say one thing on Facebook.
Right.
And then you'll get like six or seven comments on what you say. Right. But those comments turn into their own side conversations.
Right. Everybody will. Right, yeah.
And then it just turns into a big thing. Right. But Twitter is like, hey, not for nothing, but I really like eggs. So now, since I said I like eggs, if you want to say something, you have to.
Dressing about eggs. And
Sam said he like eggs. Hashtag he's crazy.
Right.
And then you just add on. I love it because it stays on topic.
Stays on the one thing versus going to another subject off somebody else's comment and breaking that to a whole different subject. Then they comment and they break to a whole different subject than somebody else comment.
I love it and hate Facebook at the same time, because if I was just trying to get one message delivered, like, dude, I really like eggs.
Right.
Like, here's the deal with Facebook. And I tested this out the other day. I don't leave statuses for a long time.
Right.
And the last thing that stopped me from leaving a status is I said the dumbest shit I could think of that day. 4 likes. Within a minute, 4 people like this. Like, so I'm under this school of thought to think, if Facebook, I can say horrible things, and people will like it. It's like, look, not for nothing, but last night, I shot my wife's dad, I cheated on her with her 8th grade rival, and it's on YouTube. You can see the tape. And I am not apologetic for anything I did. I hope she gets what's deserved to her. Wait like 5 minutes. 4 likes.
Somebody actually knew that happened, or somebody actually did this, and they're going like, just because they know a similar situation, or they was actually in a similar situation.
Or about, like,
but didn't want to say nothing.
Test it out. Anybody who got free time on Facebook, just do me a favor and test it out. It's just like, you get on your phone, help, I'm trapped, I'm being held hostage, I'm at gunpoint, this may be the last communication I will send, they are going to kill me in a minute.
And they will get the likes.
Two likes.
Already.
It's by somebody you know. It's like somebody close to you. Help! They coming! They gonna shoot me!
Yeah.
2 likes. Oh, God.
Well, like, they're gonna like it regardless. And that's the crazy part about it.
That's the funniest thing about Facebook. I like it. Because maybe I'm one of those guys who take likes and dislikes too seriously. Because it turns you... One thing about Twitter over Facebook, Twitter, I'm glad people kind of come down with the comments and they talk about it, but Twitter is like crack with the mentions. If you throw out something on, because since it's not as open,
right?
Like, you throw out something, right? You stare at that mentions page. It's like, come on, dog. Come on. Out of 37 people, somebody can say something compared to what I gotta say. Somebody can say something. And when it don't come, it is the most nerve wracking, cause you go in your own brain like, shit, man, maybe I should have said that differently. Maybe I offended somebody.
Right.
Maybe I guess that's where Facebook got it right, because those likes show up, and then it's like, yeah.
And then they get to click and see who actually liked it. Like,
okay. It's such a hatred, yes! You
like,
go back.
Oh, so this person likes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I am guilty of it, I throw myself under the bus. I am guilty of it. Like, yeah, that's right. Agree with me, motherfucker. Yeah, agree. Hell, you right. You should like this. You should like what I have to say.
Right.
And guess what? I'm going to say something else, but I'm not going to tell you when. And...
yeah, because a lot of people, they be on it just for the entertainment. And me personally, I be on it.
I am one of those people.
For entertainment too, cause I am. I like to see half the time that shit to get me through the day just to see what people talk about.
Cause oh my.
It's always somebody getting mad about somebody or somebody talking about this or this about this person. And that's how I tell you, the people know who you talking about, but you not saying their name, but saying it. But the person, your friend, know who you talking about.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah. If that's the only thing about Facebook I don't like.
Just to see what new drama.
That's
going on
where
Facebook.
Twitter beats Facebook. Because there's no room for secret drama. Code. Right. No, I can deal with the drama. I've seen Twitter beefs and I've seen stuff like that. But the secret code of, alright, it's a fake inspirational quote.
Right.
I rise above hate. Like it's right. Something. It's
you
always
know the situation. You're one of your friends know the situation that you talked about.
Like Twitter, you have to address it. Like
to that person,
like
their name.
If I had a problem with Dre was on. Dre was acting that. I have to say what it is. Dre was acting an ass last week. But on Facebook, you get like coded.
Right.
It's like secret code.
I'm trying to read
it's just like
type thing, but
it fucks you up.
Yeah.
Here's where it fucks you up. Because someone could, like, I am guilty of cussing somebody out for legitimately having a good day. Like, today was a, like, I remember, I'm not going to say their name, but if you go through my timeline, you'll see it. Like, today was a good day. I had lunch, and it was drama free. I hope the rest of my day turns out like that. And then, within seconds, what do you mean it's drama free, dog? Oh, so I start drama? Who do you think you are? And this person was legitimately just having a good day. It just want to share it with the world. It just legitimately happy about it. You know what's interesting? And this is probably why I didn't want to go to the reunion in the beginning. Before, like, a couple weeks ago, if you go back a couple shows, it's probably why I don't know, or I kind of forgot what it is to be, like, legitimately happy. Like, what I mean by legitimately happy, I look at my niece, when I watch my niece, and I've seen it with your little girl, I see it with kids all the time, especially, like, small kids. They get happy over the littlest, like, If I gave my niece a Snickers, a juice, and some bubbles,
that is
the shit. Because they haven't seen like heartbreaking,
right? All at one time though, just
like
all just
they haven't seen like,
right. Yeah.
Oh man, like maybe I've seen so much horror. We both went to Eastern,
right.
So we've seen you coming to games seeing horrible stuff. Like, one of the, like, man, this should be like a 4-hour podcast, cause I'm looking at the time, and I'm running out of time, and like, I got like, cause I was supposed to do this for an hour. We both went to Eastern, and like, right. we have been in situations where we have made light over the most depressing shit in the world.
Yes.
Hey, you know the hot girl down the hall who's eating ramen noodles? Just, she probably won't be here next semester. She's just trying to survive. Barely holding on to her scholarship.
Yeah.
After you hear all of that information, like, yeah, I know who that is. Hey, dog, not for nothing, but she kind of like you. That makes you happy.
Right.
Like, we forgot all the tragedy
all
that just...
extra stuff.
Hey, remember that girl that went to that... frat party, and she got punched in the mouth. Not for nothing. Like, she was just minding her own business. She got punched in the mouth. And she fell on hard times. Yeah. The girl that kind of looks like Megan Good. Yeah. She said she likes your shirt. I had to go that low to make myself feel good. Meanwhile, I'm looking at this 4-year-old over here who got happy over bubbles.
Bubbles, right.
Okay. First of all, if I get happy over bubbles, you better believe that's a stripper. You better believe that's a stripper.
That's her name. That better be her name.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam. Bubbles and Snickers like you.
Yeah, better be.
All right.
Right.
I went to 007 last night. They should like me.
That better be today.
Right. I had to go to flowers.com because of this shit. Oh, shit, I forgot it. Let's get some stuff paid around and stuff. All right, Dre, let's face it. You buy stuff on the internet, right? You do.
Right.
Hey, let's get this out of the way because I realize how much time I've wasted.
True.
You do buy stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Where do you go when you go on the internet?
I'll probably go like the Amazon.
That's what I'm talking about. Amazon.com.
Right.
Let's face it. I don't want to be that guy that pushed something on you.
Right.
You're going to buy whatever the hell you're going to buy anyway, right?
Pretty much.
But let me just say, before you go to Amazon.com, go to SamShowNation.com and on the homepage, click the link. Go to Amazon. You're going to go to Amazon anyway.
Right, right, right.
But we got to keep this stuff running around here. We got to keep this podcast going.
Right, right, right.
So click the link. It's win-win.
Right.
You get whatever you was about to buy. I get a little chunk of change to keep this podcast running. Everybody wins.
Right.
Let's face it. I may have, after this podcast, I'm pretty sure I'll buy my wife a coach first. I'm pretty, because I've said some stuff that should not have been said.
Right. Because I've been on there. I've been trying to look for me a TV. Another TV.
You can go to Amazon.com. But go to SamShowNation.com first and click the link and go buy a TV. I don't care. Whatever you get. Like, we watching Conan O'Brien right now.
Right.
All right, but so what did we learn this show? We learned a lot. We learned, number one, reunions happen, and then they don't, and then they happen again.
Right.
We learned that Courtney Johns really looks good, apparently.
Looks good.
And not just her personally, but yes, she does.
Looks good.
The rest of the committee, I have not seen them in person. But I'm pretty sure if their Facebook picture looks anything like them, I'm pretty sure they look good too.
Oh, it looks good.
We also learned, you could go to flower.com at Sam Show Nation under promotions if you cheat.
Right.
We also learned if you go back in time, for some reason, if you go back in time 10 years, tell yourself 10 Super Bowl winners.
Right.
And that's that, man. Man, this hour went by quick.
Yeah, it did, actually.
I know, man. It's not just because we're drinking. That helped.
Not just because.
But quick shout out. Class of 2002, Osborne. I hate myself if I didn't get this on a podcast.
Right.
Class of 2002 podcast. This is not the podcast for it. I thought about starting one, but I don't know if that's going to be a thing. Right. But anyway, class of 2002, reunion, August 3rd, 9 o'clock, Studio 51. Please go to Facebook, ignore ignorant posts, and there's all the directions are there. Dre, where can they reach you at, man? Where can they find you?
They can find me at, you know, on a Facebook page. You know, I'm friends with everybody, so they could.
He's a goddamn mayor. You should be friends with everybody.
Yeah, on Facebook, and I just want to give a shout out to, you know, Courtney and her jewelry store, just to know that everybody.
Oh, damn. I didn't even I forgot about that.
Everybody want to, you know, get glamored up for, or whatever, for the reunion. They
I've been there.
Hit her up for her at her jewelry store on there on Greenfield, and
you can pay for your ticket there.
Right, yeah. You can also pay for your ticket there. It's only $30. So we're going to make sure we get this going no matter what. Because, like I said before, we got to stop the trend of the past. As is not having a reunion, and we need us to have a reunion. So we can show the other classes that, hey, we can overcome the obstacles that y'all couldn't overcome. And that we are stronger.
Oh, it looks good.
Make stuff happen if we really want it to happen. And shout out to...
You just want me to press that button. You really want me to press that?
Shout out to my boy, Jules B. He one of our DTNT artists. You can catch him on Facebook at JulesB.com. And, you know, I just want to see his 2002 reunion. Just want to see it happen. Just want to see everybody, you know, just want to know what
that's what's up,
for the
man.
Past 10 years. What you know, they accomplished, what they didn't accomplish, what they trying to accomplish, and what they got going on in the future or whatever. Just to mingle and socialize is the main
and
thing.
And just hang, man.
And just to catch up. So that's the main reason why I feel, and also I think that everybody else feel the same way. Everybody just want to come together and see just see everybody's face again and just to want to see what everybody been doing for the past 10 years. And me personally, I want to see the same thing. And by the way, things going on, I think we are on that road to
making
making that thing happen. I mean, we ran into a couple speed bumps, but hey.
We here.
As us being a full class, we able to overcome that and still continue doing what we got to do to make a reunion. And I see that it's about to happen.
And one of the things... I want to test the power of this podcast a little bit. Just a little bit. I want to keep this as a running joke. Anybody who goes to Courtney in person and buy their ticket, for no reason at all, just say she looked good.
Boy, looks good.
She looks good, man. She looks good. That's all you got to say. Just for no reason whatsoever, just like... Like, I joke with her about it, and it's nothing to joke about. Just, I want to see what just happened, just, because right. It's going to come up. It's going, like, I will tell her eventually that I did this on the podcast. She probably, quiet as kept, she may be listening to it. Just show up at Greenfield Plaza, suite 113, and just be like,
yeah, I think it is.
She looks good. She just looks but she do. I really mean that. I really like. I need to see the rest of the committee in person, so I can say the same thing about that. But I get. Look, here's why I say she looks good. I have seen myself included what 10 years can do to a person. I was cut, Dre. When I left Osborne, I had an 8-pack. I have 3 abs right now. I don't understand how it's possible to have. I don't understand how this.
Looks
I don't understand how it's possible to have an odd number of abs. And then, like, this modern day Madam CJ Walker essentially makes me feel uncomfortable. I just immediately feel uncomfortable. Like, shit, I need a gym membership tonight.
Right. That's one of maybe if I tried to get this.
Look, I gave up.
How much I could do.
I'm not. I ran.
Right.
I run on track. I got on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. And I did like 3 miles. And right. I realized the amount it takes to work out.
Yeah, it takes a lot, basically.
And went to McDonald's immediately after. Like, so it was null and void. I just said, fuck it. You know, right. Here's what it is. I was skinny all my, like, half of my life. Uh-huh. I would like to finish it as a fat ass at this point. The only part, I don't want to get to the fat ass level of where, like, they gotta call in hoarders and get a special crew.
Right.
Like, I don't want them to tear out a side of my house.
Right.
Just to get me out.
Right.
And not because I'm fat, because I really like my house. I really don't need y'all fucking my house. Like, when I get to the point where the couch is, like, tied to me.
Right.
I need somebody to come in and just say, you know, not for nothing, Sam, but just walk around the block once. Just do it for me.
What a good time. Right, and that's one of the reasons why I've been on my little road to, you know, to losing. Like, right now I'm at 33 down, and I just want to see how much I could do.
And yeah, you know, no homo or nothing, but right. Shit, you looking good.
Right.
So boy, looks good.
I can actually do.
The boy looks good. He does look good.
Good.
So that's what I really, I just want to see just,
you know. Are you toning up for the reunion? Is that what you do?
That and just, I just want to see how much effort I can actually put into just to see what I can actually do. You know, some people say, yeah, it's hard to do and this and that, and I'm just trying to do it without pills, without doing the surgery, without just to do it naturally.
I hear you.
If it naturally come off, it'll be, you know.
Here's how I'm working out for the reunion. So. I'm trying my best not to get fired. If I have a job, I got a job now.
Right.
I need to keep this job after August 3rd. Just so I can say, hey, I'm working on this. You can see me at samshownation.com. You can, yeah, man, I'm viral. I'm viral, dog. But I don't even know how to end this show. Man, Dre, if you got any last thing to say, go ahead.
Well, all I can say is that, you know, big ups to the new committee and the old committee. I mean, everybody working out, everybody working together for one accomplished and one thing only, just to have this reunion. And I feel that the way things are going, that we are on our road to accomplishing that one goal, which is to have our reunion in August. And I just feel that everybody just needs just get along, and just all the extra drama and all the other good stuff, we could just put that to the side just for this one day, just so everybody could just come together and just to mingle and see what everybody been doing and just to catch up. So I just can't wait to see just everything come out. And like Courtney said on her comment, that everybody gonna have a ball, and I'm pretty sure we are, because I know a couple of things that Courtney have put together.
Yeah.
And it was.
I've always been on the outside looking in with some of her stuff.
So I feel that, yeah, with her and the rest of our committee people that we do have, shout out to them. And I know by all everybody working together that they will come up with good ideas and good things to make it a success for everybody.
Last thing I want to say before we get out of here today. I don't want to repeat everything you just said, but I've in all seriousness,
right?
Because apparently, I am the mouthpiece and face right now. Uh-huh. Now that could change tomorrow.
Right, right.
Like the new committee, no drama with, and I encourage the old committee to show up. Right. I want to talk to them personally.
Why? Yeah, everybody should work together. I also feel that. I mean, but, everybody, old, new, past, present, whatever you may want to call a community, everybody should just work together. Everybody for a common goal, and that's just to have a reunion. So that's all.
I just
work together just to.
I guess where I'm going with this, goal. I really, because now like 200 people, at least 200 people are counting on us.
Right.
I really need you to stop me from going crazy.
I got you.
Because the set, I need you and Zia. Because a lot can happen in a few months. The second you see me come out of my car, woo! The Nature Boy has showed up to the Osborne reunion. 2002, 10 years! I'm back at my rightful place as king of the school. But I didn't come alone. I brought the four horsemen with me. Woo! The Nature Boy has showed up. And I'm going to walk that aisle. And I'm going to show up. And I'm going to show out. And get your liquor ready to hand me. Why is there not a cold glass of Captain Morgan waiting on me? Woo! You gotta treat the Nature Boy right! Woo! For 7 years, I'm sat back and watched and wait for the day of this reunion. Just so I can show up in a teal three-piece suit, covered in diamonds! I call it the DiBiase! Woo! Nature Boy! Look, I shouldn't even finish that far. Where you at, Dre? That, you should have stopped me right there.
Like you was having fun with that one.
But that, well, hopefully I don't go crazy. I don't think I will, I've seen it happen to better people than me.
Right.
So that's that. Anytime you want, you can come back on the show.
For sure.
I know we went a little bit over time. iTunes, I don't think iTunes would care. But right. Anything else relating to the podcast, go to samshownation.com. Get 20% off. If you feel like cheating, 20% off. Click the link, flowers.com. And if you buying anything else, click the link, amazon.com. If you on that other side, granted, this is a nationwide podcast, or global, it's a podcast. I know we just did this for roughly 200 people, but, I hope y'all was entertained by it. But for the class of 2002 of Osborne High School, just go on Facebook. I'm pretty sure someone will direct you to the drama.
Right, pretty much.
So that's all I got this week. I forgot. CEO of D-Dot sitting in my DM right now. Any shows showing up? Anything you want
to
push?
Right now, we're just trying to get everything together. Basically, try to shoot for early September, things like that. But everybody, you can always get in touch with me on Facebook at DeAndre Dream Team D-Dot TDNT. Stuff.
Get a little change. That's what I'm talking about. Get a little change in your pocket.
Right. Just hit me up, whatever questions, comments, concerns, whatever it is it may be. I'm always on there just looking to see what's actually going on. Even though I don't do status updates, but I do be on Facebook just looking around to see what's going on. So,
because you don't have a closer walk with D ready.
Right. So, y'all can always inbox me whatever questions, concerns, whatever they may be. And, I am there to answer questions.
All right. And everything else relating to the podcast, samshownation.com. I will see y'all next week.